Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. This is not an ordinary episode, so I hope you will be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to an extremely abbreviated episode 059 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on December 30th, 2011. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Well, as I hope you have gathered from my absence over the podcast waves the last couple of weeks, my E-Rex had a relapse of sorts. Let's just call it a really unwelcome decline in his health during recovery from his near death last month. So, at that time he was in septic shock. And having any kind of relapse was cause for great concern. So, like the previous month when he was in septic shock, I returned home from teaching Thursday, December 15th, to find him in bed, nauseated and with a fever. And I cannot even express to you what was going through my mind, because this was almost a replay of what I found the month before, that Thursday night that I stopped in between students. Well, anyway, it was a setback that was cause for great concern in our and his physician's minds. After a good 3 or 4 days, he was back on track. But then I came down with the absolute worst stomach virus I've had since I was a teenager. And boy, I don't even know if it was that bad when I was a kid, but it laid me out on the couch for about 4 days. The only thing good about it was that I lost a couple of pounds right before Christmas, which was a good thing considering how much scrumptious chocolate I was given by friends and students. But all kidding aside, I was totally disabled for days. So by the time I was able to drag myself out to teach, which was the following Tuesday, which would make it, I don't know, the 20-something, I barely had the energy to do anything, let alone podcast that takes some preparation. Then it was Christmas week this past week, so please pardon what must seem to be, to especially new listeners, as unending interruptions in my regular broadcast schedule. Honestly, for you new listeners, before E-Rex's near demise, I produced a show nearly every week for over a year. So it is my sincere hope that I'll resume that practice on Monday, January 2nd. At that time, I am planning to podcast my usual segments, the intro, the student spotlight, the question of the week, guitar-y news, and a take note segment. But who knows, maybe there'll be a new segment in 2012. Ah, 2012. That sounds good. I like the rhythm of 2012 better than 2011. Sort of the way the syllables are more pleasing in the name Thomas Smith than Thomas Johnson. Anyway, I guess I don't like symmetrical rhythms in dates or names. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, so that's my plan. I want to take this opportunity to belatedly express my hope that your Hanukkah was a joyful celebration, that your Christmas was wonderful, and give you an on-time wish for your 2012 to be all that is good for you. If you're a new listener, please check the podcast out again next week, or check some old episodes, let's say prior to November, because November is when it began to be spotty. E-Rex took deathly ill on November 10th. So from November 10th to the present time, I think I've only done one full length podcast, so that's not a good indicator of what's in store for you if you become a listener. If I can record on this coming Monday, which is my plan, as was always my custom, the show should be live on iTunes, FeedBurner, and on my website by Monday night, or at the very latest, sometime early in the day, Tuesday. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for what will have to pass for episode 059 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for Question of the Week, and if I use your question in a segment on the show, I will be delighted to contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I have to confess that since E-Rex is near death, I have hardly tweeted, but I will resume in 2012. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is the best idea, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules, and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Happy New Year, everybody.